Next is an excerpt from a Prabhupada Nectar reading recorded in May of 1998.
Reading more personal, Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada demanded loyalty. Srila Prabhupada himself was loyal. He always wore the sannyasi saffron dhoti, shaved head, and behaved as a perfect Vaishnava wherever he went. He was the most loyal son of his Guru Maharaj. Therefore, he carried out the instructions of Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati to go to the West. When Srila Prabhupada first came to New York City, he was advised by Indian swamis there to give up his strict vegetarianism and sannyas observances. But Srila Prabhupada was loyal. And in his Bhaktivedanta purports, he is always loyal to the conclusion of the previous acharyas. At least when one became his disciple, then Prabhupada asked for complete loyalty. Krishna conscious knowledge is exclusive. One has to understand that Krishna in Goloka Vrindavan is the supreme truth. Loyalty to Srila Prabhupada means not to follow other versions of the Absolute. If other versions are to be read at all, he said, is only to know their philosophy. Even Vaishnava heritage should be received through him. Once a disciple said to Prabhupada that Bhaktivinoda Thakur was his favorite writer. Srila Prabhupada corrected his disciple and said, "Your second favorite writer." Prabhupada also asked for loyalty for our own benefit, because his godbrothers were antagonistic. They did not appreciate what Srila Prabhupada had done in going to the West to preach. Not being loyal to Prabhupada means to create a very serious erosion in the most crucial place, dedication to the Guru. Prabhupada once said that if you lose faith in the Guru, it is like a crack at the very foundation of your Krishna consciousness. This evidence and this conviction of this piece, it builds up, and it may be a little hard to take because so many reasons. Somebody may be demanding our loyalty who's not Prabhupada or is not following Prabhupada. But even if it is Prabhupada, loyalty, sometimes we think that it's too blind. It doesn't leave us enough individuality and so on and so forth. So I admit that it's maybe in a superficial sense, it's easy to go along with this and say jai, jai, and wave the flag and beat the drum. But you want to be intelligently loyal, don't you? You don't want to be fanatically loyal. You don't want to become a monster and still be loyal. So how to do these things intelligently and sensitively without losing humanness and good humor and not becoming violent towards any living entity? This is also part of being good, loyal person, not just to be blind and in the end to be a discredit to your spiritual master. There's that saying, I don't know exactly, but something goes like, patriotism is the last recourse of louts. Louts, L-O-U-T-S, means horrible guys. So they're bullies and they're self-interested and they try to manipulate in so many ways, use whatever they can. And then one thing that they finally use when they can't get their way is to become patriots. So that doesn't mean that all patriots are louts, but that louts do use patriotism. So louts may use loyalty too. We're Prabhupada men. And then they beat on others. His demand for loyalty was not something that he regularly asked for. It was love between him and his disciples, and it was expected. He would refer to our men and the Hare Krishna people, meaning all his followers, yet although he asked for their attachment and affection, it was without any false prestige. So Prabhupada, in other words, he's not asking for loyalty just for himself as a person, but that we be loyal to the Krishna consciousness, life, and movement. Srila Prabhupada humbly accepted that he was the authorized person to prosecute the worldwide Krishna consciousness movement. In the purports to his books, he expresses that it is not right when so-called Vaishnavas do not respect an empowered Vaishnava who is spreading Krishna consciousness all over the world. Therefore, for the followers of Srila Prabhupada, a person's real spiritual advancement can be tested to the degree that he accepts Srila Prabhupada. Ecumenical good manners and sincere participation in dialogue with other religious sects is part of spreading Krishna consciousness, but ultimately a Prabhupada follower has to appreciate that Prabhupada is topmost. The reasons he is topmost are within the very conclusions of the Bhagavad Gita and the Srimad Bhagavatam. Srila Prabhupada always said that we should not disparage other religions or God-conscious teachers. Yet to recognize and to be loyal to the topmost truth in its fullest manifestation as Radha and Krishna worship was the precious gift Srila Prabhupada gave to his followers. We cannot follow Radha Krishna without following Srila Prabhupada. Exclusive affection and loyalty to Srila Prabhupada is expressed in different ways. That sentence, we cannot follow Radha Krishna without following Srila Prabhupada. Who am I addressing that to? That's an interesting way to look at it. I wrote this around 1982, perhaps. And I think I would express things a little different now in the face of so many different schisms. And I wouldn't say things like all of Prabhupada's godbrothers are inimical. Some of these things are a little overgeneralized. But I would say I cannot follow Radha Krishna without following Prabhupada. And the we would refer to those who agree to this principle. It couldn't apply to those who say, no, Prabhupada is not my guru. In an exclusive way, I have many gurus, or I have a different guru. So I can't force it on them. I speak more for myself nowadays. I'm a little more cautious to speak for others or tell them what they should do. It doesn't mean that my willingness to do that in the past is always wrong. It's a little different mood, though. Many have that mood today, and my mood is a little different. Exclusive affection and loyalty to Srila Prabhupada is expressed in different ways. It is expressed when a follower stays in the place where Prabhupada sent him and performs that service that Prabhupada gave him. Out of personal loyalty to Srila Prabhupada, one refuses to break the regulative principles because a disciple promises Prabhupada that he will always follow them. When a devotee complained how hard it was to work with a troublesome devotee, Prabhupada said, "That is your austerity. Determination to continue working with God brothers is another expression of loyalty to Srila Prabhupada. Being loyal to the International Society for Krishna Consciousness is another expression. Loyalty to Srila Prabhupada without loyalty to ISKCON is impossible." Now there's another tough one to swallow, isn't it? I don't think I could stand on that sentence anymore in an absolute way. I couldn't rule out the possibility that someone feels loyal to Prabhupada and somehow or other is no longer loyal to ISKCON. Making it a theoretical case, example. Let's say that it wasn't so much ISKCON's fault, or it was partially ISKCON's fault, and it's partly the person's fault, but it might be possible that he's lost now this desirable thing. He's lost his loyalty to ISKCON, but he still feels loyal to Prabhupada. Loyalty is not only theoretical, it is practically expressed according to one's degree of surrender. I will do the needful as a faithful son. Loyalty is expressed in living personal qualities. Because of our attachment, we do not forget Srila Prabhupada, and we take the practices that help us remember him. Loyalty also means that we feel a great distaste and guilt if, in any context, we find ourselves accepting someone else as our guru. During Srila Prabhupada's presence, when his Gurukul teachers began to seriously follow the teachings of Mary Montessori, Kirtanananda remarked, "They have taken a new guru." That was the worst pronouncement and a sign that the Gurukul teachers had to immediately adjust their priorities and decide who was their guru. The more we can retain habits we have learned from him, the style of eating, a way of dressing, then the more we can keep remembrance of him a loyal reality, provided we do these things in an intelligent way. A disciple of Srila Prabhupada is loyal to his philosophy, even in the face of opposition. Srila Prabhupada said that life comes from life and that the scientists cannot create life. So loyalty is not merely logically proved or an intellectual position. It's a feeling of the heart that do or die, you do stick with it. And that's what makes it strong. Even if, say, you got defeated in a debate, you were trying to represent Krishna consciousness and Prabhupada, and somebody said you were defeated, the other person would, you would remain loyal. You tried. He also said that they have not gone to the moon, and they cannot. The demigods and God himself are all real persons. One has to read Srila Prabhupada's books regularly. This itself is another item of loyalty, without modifying or changing his conclusions. Maintaining what he has given us, living in a society of devotees, always chanting the Maha Mantra, these are loyal responses. This very concept of being loyal to Srila Prabhupada is itself another of Prabhupada's matchless gifts. He gave us ample reasons and inspiration to be loyal.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare.
Hey! Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama.
Paramhamsa Paribhajakacharya Stodra Satya Sri Srimad His Divine Grace A.C. Bhakti Vedanta Swami Prabhupada Ki.